This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I have been asked to address various subjects at various times, and one that has been showing up lately because of an article on blood pressure that's in the latest edition of the AARP magazine. Some patients have asked me, you know, and I don't mean elderly. Blood pressure is beginning to be an increasing problem regardless of age. I mean, I have patients in their 20s with what's considered elevated blood pressure. But I want to give you a basic idea of what blood pressure means now, as to what blood pressure meant as just, you know, 50 years ago in the 70s. Blood pressure was looked at differently in the 70s than it is today in the 2000s. And I think maybe an elementary approach to that might help, because I don't know if you're aware of it, but as of, I think it's probably 2017, the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology have redefined what they classify as normal and high blood pressure. And previously, your reading had to get up to about 140 over 90 to be considered high. And now, however, you are labeled with high blood pressure if your blood pressure is over 130 over 80. And this change, of course, captures about 50% of the adult population in the United States. And that's what's important here, the word capture. Lowering what is considered to be high blood pressure down to 130 over 80 captures at least half of the people who live the adults who live in this country. Now, reading about this, and this guy, every now and then they just drop it and drop it and drop it lower and lower. And so I really started to look back when I was first in school, and it doesn't change that high blood pressure is bad. It's just what is considered to be high blood pressure. And it's, you know, it's been nicknamed the silent killer. I'm also aware that every time I have been in a medical doctor's office, the first thing they do is they check my blood pressure. They decide whether it's normal or not. They put it in the chart. And with these new changes, I wonder, I haven't been to a medical office since 2016, when I had some sinus surgery that needed to be done. And my blood pressure was checked then. And I don't think I have been, I really haven't been, other than my medical doctor running me through some tests for a new life insurance policy. Other than that, I really haven't been in a medical setting probably in 6 or 7 years. And I'm 72. And I haven't been because I don't need it. Well, you say, well, how do you know? I mean, it's the silent killer and all of this stuff. Yeah. I do an awful lot. Well, I have a heart sound recorder system in my office. I check my patients' hearts all the time, those that want me to. It's a different way of checking blood or heart function, blood pressure, several other things than just an EKG. It really shows the actual strength of the heart in real time, regardless of any history of cardiac problems. And it actually kind of looks into the future. I know that sounds a little weird, but it shows growing weakness in the heart. Remember, an EKG only shows problems if there's been a problem. You could have a completely normal EKG today and drop dead of a massive heart attack tomorrow. The EKG would never have seen that coming. The system that I use does see things coming. It was an invention about the same time as the EKG. It's just that the EKG could generate more money than the heart sound recorder. Yeah, but that's the story for another show. I want to get back to blood pressure because as these numbers change, you know, one day you think, well, my blood pressure is normal. And then all of a sudden some new numbers come out. Oh, my goodness, I have high blood pressure. Now, Medicine Incorporated, let me just say Big Pharma, let me put it that way, has an obsession with changing the way we measure things inside of medicine in order to fit new drug capabilities and popular causes. I don't know how else to put it but that. For example, back in the late 1990s, they redefined what an AIDS-related death was in order to get more people into the epidemic for the numbers to get more money into AIDS research. Now, I know what that sounds like, but this is the result of my research. Or they will continue to lower what is considered normal cholesterol or normal blood pressure in order to capture a bigger drug market. In the 1970s, medical students were taught that a person's age plus 100 was a safe level for systolic blood pressure. That's the higher number. That's 50 years ago. They were taught that a person's age plus 100. I'm 72. So if I were back in 1970, in the 70s, 172 would be considered normal systolic pressure for me. Now, that calculation wasn't just pulled out of the air. It was based on studying countless thousands of people who were at a normal stage of health for their age. No sickness, no comorbidities, no cardiac problems or history of heart disease. They were checking thousands of people who seemed to be very, very healthy at their age, and they would check their blood pressures. And after doing this over time, they found out that their age plus 100 was a safe level. Now, from those studies, the doctors found that the calculation produced very accurate information and the right results. But now, here in 2023, the drug capabilities encourage medical authorities to lower the systolic to 120, regardless of age. Whether you're 30 or 80, your blood pressure shouldn't be above 120. Now, that is pure deception. I know I'm not a cardiologist, but I received a lot of cardiology training in school. I don't treat high blood pressure. I go after and support the problems inside the body that cause high blood pressure. But I want to establish with my patients what high blood pressure is ahead of time. I mean, the latest stuff you're hearing, well, we're only going to raise taxes on the millionaires. But when it's discovered that the tax also affects people who make $200,000 a year, the political answer to that is, well, in 5 years, that's $1 million. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but that's how a lot of this is, where this comes from. Understanding, here, this is, I'm going to try to make this as clear as I possibly can. Currently, in cardiology, high blood pressure, low blood pressure are treated as if they were a disease. You know, you have a cardiac disease. You have a heart disease problem. Why? Because you have high blood pressure. Now, wait a second. In reality, high blood pressure is just a symptom of some kind of trouble inside the circulatory system of the body. In other words, blood pressure is not the problem. It's the indicator of a problem, and a lot of times a much larger one. And this larger problem involves simply the inefficient function of the heart and the slow but steady increase in the arterial resistance through your vascular system to the pumping of blood through the vascular system. And I think that makes much more sense. When you experience a random symptom, it usually means your body is trying to tell you that something else is going on and is essentially trying to get your attention. Now, a high systolic number, which is, you know, the first one, indicates your heart is pumping inefficiently. your blood vessels aren't as elastic as they used to be, or there's some kind of buildup inside the arteries. The diastolic number, the second one, the lower one, shows increased resistance in the blood vessels. Maybe the liver. Maybe you've got a toxic liver. Maybe you have fatty liver disease, something with the liver, or some resistance to blood flow through your kidneys. An interesting thing is the next time you get your blood pressure checked, whether you do it at home or in a doctor's office, make sure you empty your bladder completely before you have your blood pressure checked. Because a full bladder can raise your blood pressure, the systolic, the first number, by 10 points, simply because of back pressure on the kidneys. Now, as I said, high blood pressure is kind of known as the silent killer. That's correct enough, because high blood pressure doesn't offer up any obvious symptoms to help you realize you've got it, unless you're checking your blood pressure. Finding out you have high blood pressure, you can deal with it, dependent on getting, you know, the blood pressure checked. Now, if you're like me, you may not be in a doctor's office very often. The only times I've ever been in a medical doctor's office is when I really thought I needed to be there. But being a healthcare professional myself, I check myself on a regular basis in my own office. I have my staff checking my blood pressure, and I keep it where it needs to be. And according to the research that I've done, there's different kinds of units that you can use. I like the Omron band, the brand, O-M-R-O-N. You can get them at home. That's the model that we use, a more professional level of it, but that's the one we use in the office, Omron, O-M-R-O-N. Now, we're going to go to break, and when I get back, I want to. The next question is, well, how often should I check my blood pressure at home? In the morning, before eating, medication, what should I do? How should I do it? So we'll talk about that right after the break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also at forbiddendoctor.com. Now, of course, doing it yourself, how often should you check it? Well, once in the morning, I recommend, before you eat or take any medication. However, you should make sure to use the bathroom first, as I said there before the break, as it can elevate your reading a bit if you don't. And then once again at night, at least, say, 30 minutes after eating or drinking any alcohol. And to ensure accuracy, you should take two or three readings every time you do it, within a minute or so. Don't just take one reading. I mean, once you've established your blood pressure is normal, you can check it less frequently. But you usually want to do three readings at the same spot. And you're going to get a different reading with the home units, whether it's the right arm or the left arm. So you don't want to keep going back and forth between arms. You want to do it in the same place every time, and you want to do at least two or three readings a minute apart, and then average them. And you'll have a much better, much more reliable accuracy once you're doing that. Now, this is just one of the ways that you can take notice and reduce the risk of stroke or heart attack sooner than we've had in the past. We didn't have these units 50 years ago. But you can also make other beneficial lifestyle and nutrition changes that can turn things around before it's too late. Making these changes can be difficult, especially if, you know, we're very routine creatures by nature. But I'm telling you something, your life depends on this. Now, at my website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, under podcasts, there's three search bars there at ForbiddenDoctor.com on the homepage. Under podcasts, put in blood pressure or put in the heart. And I'm telling you, I got hours of information there that can bring you really up to date on how your heart functions, what causes heart attacks, what doesn't cause heart attacks, things to do to take care of blood pressure. Because if high blood pressure is a concern of yours, that you've been checking it and you're finding out, wow, it's higher than my age plus 100, or it's higher than 120 over 30, which more than half the adults in America have high blood pressure over 120 over 80. But there's an awful lot more people that can be signed up to the club who don't know any better. And by that I mean, suddenly, because you haven't done any research, you trust the numbers, something I refer to as numberosis, suddenly you're on heart blood or you're on cardiac medication because your blood pressure is over 120 over 80, which it probably should be anyway, depending on your health and your lifestyle. But if you can find yourself a holistic provider out there, you'll find that lifestyle and nutrition changes will not just help the blood pressure issue. It'll help your overall well-being as you get closer and closer to optimal health, which is what we're all interested in anyway. Now, one of the first things students learn in medical school or chiropractic school is how to take blood pressure. I mean, it's just one of the very first things you hear when you go into the doctor's office. Oh, let's get your blood pressure checked. Well, there's a lot of good reasons for that. I want to go into some of this after the break. The history of how blood pressure measurements came about, you know, is less than stirring, thrilling reading. But when we get back, I'll tell you how the first recorded evidence of blood pressure back in 1733 occurred. And then that's when it began to be somewhat of a concern, you know, checking to see the efficiency of the heart. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and that's where you can search the podcast for the heart. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Arizona officials say a train carrying hazardous materials has derailed near the California border.
Train derailed near Interstate 40 north of Lake Havasu City. So far, there's been no sign that any potentially dangerous chemicals were spilled, and no injuries or deaths have been reported. The cause of the derailment is unknown. Federal authorities and the BNSF Railway are investigating. I'm Mark Neufeld.
Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks with Syria's leader al-Assad in Moscow yesterday. As relations between Middle East states undergo a reset, welcoming Assad to the start of the meeting, which took place on the anniversary of Syria's 12-year uprising turned civil war, Putin emphasized the Russian military's decisive contribution to stabilizing Syria. The leaders will continue to meet today. XFL football tonight, live from Seattle, Washington, as the Sea Dragons host the Houston Roughnecks, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Lance Pry, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, the very first recorded evidence of blood pressure in 1733, and I'm quoting from the article that was published in The Lancet, a brass pipe connected to a glass tube ran into a horse's leg artery and observe the rise of the blood column to 8 feet, 3 inches above the level of the left ventricle. Now, thank goodness, we have a much more simple, non-invasive technology today to evaluate blood pressure. And these over-the-counter devices I was talking about, Omron is the one that I get the most consistent readings from. There are other brands, and they're probably good. But when someone asks me, I suggest Omron. Or you just get your blood pressure taken at the grocery store. Almost every pharmacy in grocery stores today will have a blood pressure device somewhere near the front of the pharmacy that you can just sit down and check your blood pressure. But what's important to understand is that the blood pressure can fluctuate throughout the day. You know, usually blood pressure will start to rise a few hours before you wake up. Because there's something called cholecalciferols. They are the epinephrine, the kind of the adrenaline stuff of the body, that your body will start to release a little while before you wake up to gear your blood pressure up, to give your nervous system a boost before you come back to consciousness, so that when you wake up, you can get up and get out of bed without falling down from lack of blood pressure. Well, the blood pressure will rise even a few hours before you wake up, and it continues to rise throughout the day, and it usually peaks around midday. And then blood pressure will drop in the late afternoon or the evening, and it's normally lower at night while you're sleeping, of course. And sometimes when blood pressure is measured at night, it's called the nocturnal blood pressure. And then there's, you know, events that throughout the day that can influence it. If you had a fight with your spouse, that can trigger a stress event, and the adrenal glands will produce more adrenaline, which in turn will constrict blood vessels, trying to prepare the body for the, you know, the fight or flight response. And the same thing can occur if you're driving and suddenly another car almost hits you, or they cut you off on the freeway or whatever. That's a phenomenon known as labile hypertension. And according to the Cleveland Clinic, and it's interesting now how much the Cleveland Clinic is quoted over the Mayo Clinic, but the Cleveland Clinic, they say that labile hypertension tends to be situational, which just means the spike occurs in response to stressful events. Fender bender, intensive physical exertion, thinking about financial woes. I mean, we've got, how far away is April 15th? This is, we're moving into, my goodness, you know, when you think about it, tax day is barely more than a month away. I mean, that alone can raise your blood pressure 10 points just thinking about it. And then there's other causes of fluctuations in blood pressure that can, over-the-counter meds like NSAIDs or oral steroids, stimulant drugs that are used to treat ADHD, oral contraceptives, we know. Not only can oral contraceptives lead to blood clots, they raise blood pressure. And your blood pressure may also fluctuate when your autonomic nervous system is not functioning properly, the balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic systems, part of the automatic control of the body. If it's not balanced, that can raise it. But as I was saying earlier, a full urinary bladder can raise your blood pressure by 10 points. Because when the bladder is full of urine, it puts pressure on the kidney and what's called renal hypertension that results from something going on with the kidney, can be a sign that maybe the bladder isn't emptying as well. There's something that's called urine retention. You go to the bathroom, you empty your bladder. Oh, gosh, I feel so much better. And you just assume that you have emptied your bladder. You may only have emptied it enough so that the bladder wall shrinks a little bit below the sensory trigger that says, oh, I got to go pee. And you may be retaining it. That can put back pressure on the kidney that can lead to higher blood pressure. You also may be having problems with something that's known as the white coat syndrome. Many of you know what that is. That just happens when your blood pressure is normal at home. You've been checking it morning and night. It's fine. But when you go to the doctor's office, oh, my goodness, or some other medical setting, suddenly your blood pressure is way up higher than you've ever checked it at home. They call that the white coat syndrome because a lot of people are subconsciously, if not consciously, subconsciously afraid that as a result of whatever they're there for, they're going to get bad news. Bad news puts stress in the nervous system. The body releases cortisol without you ever knowing about it. Getting ready for the fight or flight. Oh, I know it's just going to be bad news. I just know it. This is exactly what happened to my brother, my sister. That will raise your blood pressure 10, 20, 30 points in a matter of seconds. So given, you know, all these factors, diagnosing high blood pressure from just one or two random readings is not sound health care. What's important to add to all of the overall exam results, high blood pressure must be confirmed as chronic. It isn't because of one pressure you took. Now, interestingly enough, I have patients who are on high blood pressure medication because of one reading in the doctor's office. That is not good medicine. High blood pressure, to be high blood pressure, has to be a chronic thing. It's nothing. It's not the result of a single blood pressure test. I would never diagnose a patient having high blood pressure from one high blood pressure reading. So So that's why we use a device that's called the heart sound recorder. And as I was taught in chiropractic college, never accept somebody else's diagnosis. You do your own workup. And if a patient's blood pressure exhibits an increase at every visit, then we got a problem that we need to take care of. Now, there's four major supplements that I would recommend if, after checking yourself, now this is not medicine, these are just supplements, but they're supplements I take. And Cardio Plus, which is food for the heart, these are standard processed products. Cardio Plus helps to relieve stress from an overworked heart. Another one called Drenamin, D-R-E-N-A-M-I-N, Drenamin. It supports the adrenal gland, which can dilate the coronary blood vessels. Your kidney, your adrenal glands, about the size of an almond sitting on top of your kidneys, produce very powerful hormones. And if you know anybody or yourself, you've taken beta blockers for blood pressure, that's to block the effect of the adrenal glands on blood pressure so that the blood pressure stays low. But you're chemically changing a function inside the body, which in some cases may be absolutely necessary for you to maintain life. But when you start taking these kinds of things, you're on them for life. When you sign up to the Heart Drug Club, you're there for life because it's not fixing the problem. It's just addressing the symptom of the problem. So Cardio Plus, as I said, helps to relieve stress from an overworked heart. Drenamin will support the adrenal glands, helping to dilate blood vessels. When blood vessels dilate, your blood pressure drops. Another thing called soybean lecithin. Now, there's no soy protein in this. It's just fat. Soybean lecithin helps to keep cholesterol in the blood so that the liver can filter out excess cholesterol. And then something else called MinChex, M-I-N-C-H-E-X. It's a mineral-packed supplement that has minerals that help to relax the nervous system, which has been proven to lower blood pressure. And, you know, that's the kind of protocol I put a patient on when they come in and they say, I think I'm having high blood pressure. Well, let's check it and let's see. And then we talk about it for a while, and I encourage them to listen to my recordings on blood pressure so they learn more about it themselves. You know, don't be a victim of ignorance. These things are easy to find out for yourself. But as I started the program off, you know, an astounding, the latest numbers I saw, 47%, about 120 million Americans have been diagnosed with high blood pressure where their systolic is over 130 millimeters. And according to the CDC, only one in four have their blood pressure under control, which is about 24%. Now, some of the cases are misdiagnosed, as I said, because of the white coat syndrome. And misdiagnosis often is the result of just one blood pressure test. I find that very common with my patients who've been put on high blood pressure medications. And so they'll say to me, well, then I probably should stop this medication. Oh, no. I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. This is something you discuss with your cardiologist. But there are some things that we can discover as to why the blood pressure is elevated, which is a word, a three-letter word, W-H-Y, that seems to be missing in an awful lot of medical diagnoses. They're much more concerned with what, because when they discover the what, then drugs can be prescribed. Rather than finding out why, so that we can get rid of the need for the drug. But that's something between my patient and their cardiologist. So I try to help my patients with high blood pressure in a different way that, you know, that is usually addressed in this particular fashion because, again, of the word why. Now, there's three primary causes to high blood pressure. And any one of these, or three of all, you know, if it gets up there high enough, and I'm talking approaching 200. But someone who's 45, I tell them, your systolic should not go over 145, except in moments of stress, and we can control that as well. If they're 65, I tell the high number should be about 165. This is the way they monitored high blood pressure for decades and decades before they had drugs that would artificially force blood pressure down. Now, even though it's kind of considered the silent killer, I have patients I'm taking care of in their 80s who have systolic pressure of 180, and they're just fine. Members of their family think, oh my gosh, grandma, grandpa, you're going to die. And no, they go up and down stairs without lightheadedness. They can spend hours walking around without chest pain from angina or anything like that. And they're just fine. And they have normal body function. So it's, these are just things that I want you to keep in mind. When I see a patient whose blood pressure jumps over 200, then we got a problem. And they need emergency care while we deal with the problem that caused it. And then you got to go talk to your MD about this. This is serious stuff. So we don't play around this. You know, we get very serious. Well, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining up here with Doug and talk about some other things probably. But you can hear all of the Good Day Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com and also my podcasts at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around after the break. Doug and I are going to finish out this week's program.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Three after the hour. Good day, health time. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who comes to us courtesy of his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. I had the pleasure of Jack's company, or he had the pleasure of my company.
Absolutely.
Last Friday and into Saturday, going into the snowland. At least I didn't get it. It was a beautiful day, actually. You were driving back to the airport. The beautiful blue skies.
Yes.
But now you've had more snow than most people can remember that are Salt Lakeans, if that's what you call
yes.
a person who lives in Salt Lake. Salt Lakeian?
Blessed.
Salt Laker?
Blessed people.
Blessed people, okay. Yeah.
Blessed people,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got the same amount of snow we had back in 1983 where we had floods running down State Street in Salt Lake City.
Well, but because things are dry, I was saying to you there and when I was there, and then we were just talking about it here, how this is nature's way of sort of equalizing things, because the Great Salt Lake will now be back up to where it should be as far as volume is concerned. It was getting pretty dry, but there's so much snow in the mountains, as you're saying, and snow will be melted, there'll be some rain, and it'll blow, you know, all goes downhill into the Great Salt Lake.
It's the bottom of the bathtub.
That's the bottom.
That's why it's so salty.
Right. All right. So while I was with Jack, one of the things this weekend, I'm going to Florida to have my annual time with Dr. Ken. So this is my doctoring time. I'm going to see Jack last week, having the regular test that we always do. And then there are two or three different things that are sort of benchmarks. And I forego HIPAA because I think some of the things that are learned by me or by Jack can be shared with people that are helpful. And so you had some things that revealed stuff about my heart and about what is going on in my body that would be helpful. It's just good to know that you can test for all these things, right?
Oh, absolutely. We use the heart sound recorder on you that shows in tracings across the computer screen the live action of the heart while it's actually working, in the sense of how strong the heart muscle is and how responsive the valves are, in the sense of being weak or strong. And the cool thing about that is we can administer certain supplements and retest in about 10 or 15 minutes and show immediate improvement in the heart function.
Yeah.
And then we did the BioMeridian, which is an FDA second-class device to assess weakened or normal organ function. Because a lot of times, weaknesses throughout the whole body, sometimes they're like a house of cards. And if we find that the adrenals are weak, or if we find that the thyroid is weak, and we concentrate supplements in those areas that are designed to strengthen those organs, suddenly the whole body starts feeling better. So instead of the whole thing of this malaise hitting the entire body, this thing will show us where we want to pinpoint nutritional support. And that usually improves the entire function.
Well, one of the things that is important to know, you were talking about supplementation. You represent Standard Process, and I would say to people who are listening to this program that very shortly at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you will have all sorts of ways of getting to Standard Process products and the what
the best prices,
50,
yes.
100, whatever there are. There are tons of them. I know I take 30 of them or so a day, and they are not a substitute for good food, but they are made from good food. They are not.
Yes.
There's no synthetic product at all in the line from Standard Process. It's all food based, and it's from there. They have hundreds of acres of farmland, and I think it's Illinois, right? Isn't that where they're farming?
No, it's southern Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right next door.
Anyway, that's something for you to look for. The Forbidden Doctor has so many great things in it. I use it all the time for information, and I certainly think that because of the things that Jack has put together, the Lee enzymes, for example, which are most important for your body, that's something that I take, and I think that helps to sort of even off, if you will, the things that are going on in my body. So you'll check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the most widely touted all-natural weight loss product. I've seen some people trying to copy this. And as I look around, there's no real copying. But, you know, because this has been so popular, Calitrin's done so well, sure, they're going to be knockoffs. No substitute for the original. Calitrin. Lose weight the natural way. Check it all out at toploss.com. Do yourself a favor and create an environment for weight loss that's drug-free and stimulant-free. That's why I like it. It works. Keep with it because it's really good for your whole body all the time. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.